Podcast. We're back again, another Scorpion Daily episode. I'm super pumped and I haven't even eaten anything yet. It is about to be 11 a.m. and I just got out of a cool workout. You know, I didn't push myself too hard, but I definitely have to get back to it. I've been slacking a lot. And we tend to get in these ruts where we stop doing the things that made us great. we stop practicing, we stop training. And the day you start doing that is the day we start to backpedal. So you just got to get back on the wagon like everybody else. We all go through it in life. It happens. Get back on it. No big deal, right? But I will tell you this. I'm a little bit more focused and inclined to not let it happen again, to not backpedal as much. And so I think that's going to be something super cool. So we'll try it out and see where it gets me. I'm probably going to go stop and get some sushi. I want to double up, probably get double the protein I normally get. So it'll be about 52 grams of protein in one meal. Super exciting. And probably less than 500 calories, hopefully. But yes, super excited today. Let me get a drink of water real quick and we'll continue. Refreshing, right? But it's a hot day. I mean, gosh, Texas weather, it's something else. I'm really excited to be back doing more podcasts. I keep saying I'm going to do more and then again, fall off, backpedal a little bit. That's okay. We're back on it now. I've been making a lot of music, so that's cool. Haven't backpedaled on that in a little while. So, and I really hope that I don't ever. I know that there's going to be times where you get into a rut. If you ever look at your favorite music artist and you're like, gosh, they haven't put out any music in years. You know, that's kind of how it goes sometimes. And maybe it's the lack of motivation, just maybe being a perfectionist of creating projects that aren't as great as your other ones. Like if you look at some of the iconic, music artists, they put out stuff, but they were always trying to top what they did originally. And so I want to push that if you're a creative or you're an artist in any sense, and let's say you come out with a really good song or an album and you're about ready to release your next one, but it's not as, you don't think it's going to land as well as the first one you did, I would just put it out anyways. There's no harm in putting something out that may not top the charts or... You know, if it's you, if it's uniquely you, and that's what you want to put out in the world, definitely do it. I know a lot of fans or audience, even, you know, people like me, I would love to hear some of the stuff that was locked away in the vault, you know, songs that never got released. I mean, maybe they only touched it for a little while and never finished it. I still want to hear that, you know. It reminds me of, like, the Beatles anthology tracks that are coming out nowadays. If you go look up the Beatles, they're putting out these recordings of the Beatles in the studio, and they are basically just takes. Maybe it's the outtakes. Consider it a blooper reel, but it's not really, you know, mistakes. There's no mistakes, there's just happy accidents. And yeah, the Beatles were recording a lot of their songs, and they were in the early forms of, early stages of finding how the song's gonna end up when it's pressed onto the vinyl. What they did was they kept these recordings, and so it's really cool to hear the evolution that these songs took place. You know, John Lennon sang it a certain way, he had a certain tone, and then he changed, you know, some of the parts and changed the way he sang them, and they changed the way that they played the instruments, riffs and whatnot. So it's really exciting to hear. because that's what we want. We want the behind the scenes. We want to see more. And so I think this podcast, I didn't know what it was going to be. I just started rambling. But I think this podcast is going to be about how artists and creators alike need to show more of themselves. They need to show more sides of themselves. Hence why I'm doing this podcast. Hence why I'm doing a lot of other things, you know, creating content on TikTok and Twitter and LinkedIn. I have a lot of sides to myself to show. You know, I have the business side. I have the music sense. I have the passionate in finance and somewhat in real estate, you know. I have a very wide array of interests and hobbies. You know, there's things that I like. I don't know if you guys knew this, but I'm really into stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy's a really, really cool thing. And I enjoy it. I always have since I was a kid. So just this is a push. A push in the right direction. I am pushing, urging you to show more sides of yourself, especially if you're a creator or an artist, even if you're an influencer, a brand, you're building a brand, you know, if you want to be, you know, a famous personality, celebrity, you know, there's people out there who've really pushed themselves into stardom because they showed a lot of sides of themselves. And that leads me to my next point. You have to show all sides of you. You can't just pick and choose what you want, when you want it, when you want to show it, because eventually somebody's going to catch you off your game. You're going to be eating at a restaurant, or you're going to say something, you're going to slip, right? It's going to slip. And this is why when I think about, you know, racism, I feel bad because not because it's racism, right? I feel bad because it's something that people tend to bottle up inside themselves, and they don't show it, but it comes out in these rare moments, and that's where they catch people. Whereas if that person just dealt with their racism and came to terms with it, and maybe they have and said, you know what, that's who I am, but they still make the same mistake of not showing all sides of themselves at all times. And it slips. It comes out. So if you have certain sides of you that are dark or melancholy, or just if you have sides of you that you're not proud of and that you would rather not show to the world, you should probably deal with those sides. Figure it out to the point where you are happy to show all sides of yourselves at all times. And it's this great vulnerability that is actually a strength in today's modern society. See, everything has been turned on its head. Everything, you know, traditional values in general, knowledge, intellect. I mean, my God, is everybody the smartest person in the world? You really have to understand that right now the biggest strength you have is your vulnerability in showing all sides of yourself and being truly authentic, you know, as an artist, as a human, as a person, you know. Especially if you want to build a successful career, you have to show all sides of yourself. That way, there's no question about it. They know exactly who you are, and they can never dig up some dirt and find out, you know, something that you were hiding. They're the ones that are going to look dumb at the end of the day, because they're going to talk about you and try to reveal something. Oh yeah, hey, so-and-so said that he likes stand-up comedy, and he likes so-and-so, Joe Rogan. He likes Joe Rogan. Yeah, we already knew that. He talks about him all the time. Oh, well, did you know that she likes to put pineapples on pizza? Yeah, she talks about that. You know, it's this funny, funny thing where people think that they caught you slipping because they don't know the full side of your content, your story. I mean, I look at a lot of people who look at, let's take Gary Vaynerchuk, for example. They make a judgment on him based off of one piece of content. And then him being the awesome person he is, he doesn't make an example out of this person, but he actually uses it as a learning lesson, so we all get to learn from it, that one person sees one piece of content, one post on Instagram, and says, oh, caught you slipping, you like peanuts. And unfortunately, they didn't see the other 10 pieces of content throughout the year where he admitted to liking peanuts. So it's just a silly example, but it can be for any topic, or it's very general, but it works. And so if you understand what I'm saying here, you'll understand that people aren't going to take the time, the people who judge you aren't going to take the time to view all your content and read into everything. They're not going to listen to everything that, or they're not going to hear everything that you said. And they do that for a reason, you know, so they can stay out of the know. You know, I like to be in the know. If you're like me or anybody else, you like to know what's going on. It's just your brain like has to figure it out. And once you kind of get a sense, you can, you know, go into assumptions, and you can assume, oh yeah, well this is that, you know, and that's what I believe. So anyways, I've gone on a tangent, but I felt like it was important because we have to understand that most people judging you don't really know you. Because if you really know somebody, it's kind of hard. It's a little harder to judge them. You can only judge somebody truly based off of, you know, their actions or the things they've done. You know, if somebody drinks a lot and they get a lot of DUIs, well, you can kind of like base, you can kind of like understand that situation based off of their actions, you know, and what they've done. Whereas somebody who you don't know too well, you know, let's say they cut you off. Now that's one action, but you're judging them based off of that only action. So it's a little tough to get a full grasp of, do they do that a lot, or was it just an accident? Or is a family member of theirs dying in the hospital that just had, you know, a severe tragedy? We don't know. We don't know what's going on until we know. And if you can't read into it, well, then it's really hard to, like, make an assumption and judge. The fact of the matter is, though, that the majority of people do come to a conclusion rather quickly and say, well, that person's just an a-hole, or this person's racist, or this person's got a phobia. It's very, everyone's so quick to judge, and I think that's my point. And this can, you can learn a lot from this as an artist, as a creator, because I don't want you to get discouraged based off of one person's comments. You know, I don't want one person to say your music is terrible or your videos are terrible and you just stop making videos. I don't want that. So people are very quick to judge, and they're very lazy about doing the research and being in the know. This mindset has got me to places, and this mindset will continue to get me to other places. How? Magic? No. It's a mindset, just like anything else. I'm not quick to judge. I do the opposite. I don't judge anybody. unless I have enough evidence of, hey, you know what, this person ripped me off 3 times in a row, it's kind of hard to like keep lending them money. You know what I mean? Or they failed to come to 3 events that they were hired to be at. Okay. Yeah, probably not the right person for the job. Everyone's so quick to judge. I'm not. I don't like judging people. And the reason why is because it opens up the door to judging myself. I'll say that again. If you're quick to judge other people, that means you're quick to judge yourself. It's like a universal law, you know? You've opened up the doors, so it all comes in. Now, I don't like judging myself. Not in a harsh way. Not in a very mean, critical way. I like to think that I'm doing my best. Especially when I put the time and effort of like, okay, let me build a strategy. How can I be the best? Okay, let me follow that strategy to a T. Let me put the work in. Let me put the effort in. If I'm doing all the right steps, you know what I mean? If I study for the test and I follow everything that I've set for myself, whether I accomplish it or not, I stuck to the plan. And that you shouldn't be judging yourself for. But a lot of people judge themselves. They're quick to judge when they come up short. They judge their losses too tough, too hard. And that's insanity for me. I don't like to judge myself harshly because then it stops me from continuing on. It slows me down. I don't get to continue as fast. I don't get to keep building. You know, think about you as a kid playing with Legos. And the tower knocks down and all the Legos break into pieces and, you know, the whole structure fell apart. Is that going to stop you from rebuilding? Is that going to stop you from playing with Legos? You know what I mean? And it's such a small example, that way we can understand it. People do this in their lives. People stop building as soon as things crumble. As soon as they taste a little bit of failure, they just stop. They stop going at it. And it's because they're judging themselves too harshly. They're like, oh yeah, see? Mom and Dad were right. I wasn't going to be a musician. Oh, see? My teachers were right. Oh, see? All the haters, they were right. You know how tough that is? It's devastating. Absolutely devastating. And that's why I'm pot committed on this mindset and making it a reality of not judging yourself too quickly. Don't make excuses. That's hard too, but that's a different conversation. See, accountability comes in when you stop judging yourself. You can still hold yourself accountable. It's like this really, really fine line that you have to toe in order to get what you want. Of like not judging yourself, but also being responsible. I can be responsible for things. I just don't want to have to judge myself for it. And then will some people argue, well, then are you really taking responsibility? Yes. Responsibility and judgment are 2 different things. And that's why there's 2 different words for it. You can be held responsible without judging yourself. And I know when I say it, it sounds a little crazy. Because I think of some extreme examples. I think of some extreme counter arguments. But I'm not saying this is the answer for like everybody. But I'm telling you, it's one mindset of this, of the most successful people in the world. So it's just one out of many mindsets to have. But other than that, life is good. You know, these are the things that you have to remind yourself. And if we can look at some of the greatest leaders in the world ever, Mr. Marcus Aurelius, Emperor of Rome, he had to do this too. He had to do exactly what I'm doing right now, which is reminding himself of his mindset and why he was put onto earth and the things that he believes in. He wrote a book to himself called Meditations. And I somewhat feel like this podcast is a book to myself. It's like a podcast to myself. That way I can go back and listen to it every now and then and hear how I'm changing, what I believed in, things of that nature. But bottom line, do not be quick to judge. You don't know what somebody else is going through. And forget about them. If you want to be selfish, because I believe you have to be selfish to be selfless. In order to do right by others, you got to do right by yourself first. If anything, don't judge too quickly. Don't judge others too quickly, because that opens up the door of you judging yourself. And we've already went over it. You don't want to judge yourself. You don't. It is a recipe for disaster. It is catastrophic. You will go down in flames judging yourself in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, judging yourself. Hopefully not in your teens. I know that kids are very hard on themselves, but you really can't even begin. You shouldn't judge yourself if you're a kid, because if you mess up, you can just say, oh, I'm a kid, what do I know, right? But you judge yourself in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, and then you start to regret in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, you will regret the judgments you made about yourself when you were younger. This is why you should not judge others. That is my argument. That's my proposition. Notice how I never said to not hold people accountable. Notice how I never said to not hold yourself accountable or be responsible. People are responsible for things. People should be held accountable. But for you, individually, don't be quick to judge others. If you are quick to judge others, you open up the door to judge yourself. And you know, the only person that should really, really be judging that hard is a judge of the court or God himself. Who are we to judge? Who are you to judge? Judging is just like a huge recipe for disaster. It's really hard. It's a really hard balance. It's really tough. But it will work out in the end if you're patient in due time. Like, things will get good. Yeah, things will get good. I appreciate you guys. I've come to run out of things to say. I don't want to confuse too much. And I want my message to really sink in, because I think it was a good one. I feel good about it. I'm happy about it. And you can solve the problems that you're going through. Maybe you need to ask for help. Maybe you need a helping hand. You know, it's okay to ask for help. It's totally okay to do that. It's totally okay to look for answers. You know, I think the majority of people tend to look at a problem and then they just keep looking at the problem. like a house on fire. And instead of doing anything else, they just can't believe it. They keep looking at the house. It's on fire. They just keep looking at it. And the house is on fire and it's a problem. And they just keep looking at the fire. They keep looking at the problem. They keep thinking about the problem. Oh my God, what am I gonna do? Such a big problem. And what you ought to do is look for solutions. Look for something. Start trying to solve the problem immediately. You know, a lot of us have a lot of problems. But instead of trying to go out and solve that problem, instead of sitting down and thinking, how can I solve this problem? We just keep thinking about the problem. Don't think about the problem. Think about the solution to the problem. What is the solution? And sometimes you have to smoke a little weed to figure it out. Sometimes you have to go on a Zen hike to figure it out. Sometimes you have to meditate. Sometimes you have to go to yoga. Sometimes you have to sleep on it. Think on it. Sometimes you have to think about it when you're in the shower or on the toilet. Sometimes you gotta phone a friend, ask somebody, what should I do about this? What are your thoughts? Help me. It really is like that. It's really how it is. But I want to see you guys win. Somewhat weirdly, more than I want to see myself win. Like, I make the progress that I make, and I'm very, very satisfied with it. Satisfaction for me is in that right balance. I'm not too satisfied, but I'm also, like, not dissatisfied. I'm in like the sweet spot medium of being like, well, I'm kind of satisfied. I love doing that too, because it's like also about the journey. Like, you don't ever want to be fully satisfied. You never will be. Like, you don't ever want to be fully complacent. Like, if tomorrow I woke up and was like, yeah, you know what, I've achieved enough already. Gosh, would that make for, like, such a boring story? I mean, the journey would just be boring, too. And then I'd probably start to hate myself for not going for it. That's really what would happen. I would just blame myself. I would regret it. I would start to build resentment towards myself. And I never want to be at war with myself. You should never want to be at war with yourself. You should always want to be at peace with yourself. And what brings me my peace is by going for it. It's by taking the risk and saying, you know what? I don't care. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. I'm just going to go for it. I don't care if I fail. I don't care if I lose. I don't care if it sets me back 5-10 years. I'm gonna go for it. Because the good outweighs the bad. And the bad is never worth it. It's never, never worth it. So, I believe in it. I know it to be true. If you want to follow along or live this kind of life of just being in balance and peace and, like, I'm happy, like, but I just know I'm not. I know I'm not fully satisfied. I could be doing more. I could be further along, but you know what? I'm exactly where I need to be right in this moment. I believe in people. I believe in you. And I think that's the coolest thing. Like, if I can believe in others, I can believe in myself. again, if you're able to judge others, then you're able to judge yourself. But if you're able to be happy for others, oh man, you're able to be happy for yourself. It's like such this yin and yang, I don't know what you would call it, universal law. If you're able to disappoint others, then you're able to disappoint yourself. And I don't like disappointing myself. I'd rather make myself happy. So I'm going to try my best to make others happy. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, the podcast to myself, where I really, really appreciate everybody. Thanks so much. It's Monday. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. And you can do it. I believe in you. Take care.